Welcome to this podcast about SS Dominator and the Palos Verdes Peninsula in California. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. SS Dominator is a shipwrecked freighter that ran aground in 1961 on the Palos Verdes Peninsula, about 13 miles west of Long Beach and 5.6 miles south-southwest of Redondo Beach, California. The U.S. Coast Guard attempted to refloat the vessel, but the effort was eventually abandoned, and the ship broke up in the surf. Today, large pieces of wreckage are scattered along the shore. The Palos Verdes Peninsula is formed by the Palos Verdes Hills, a low mountain range that geologically represents a continuation of the Channel Islands and part of the transverse ranges. The Palos Verdes Peninsula was the homeland of the Tongva Gabrielino Native American people for thousands of years. Their first contact with Europeans occurred in 1542 with Juan Cabrillo. In 1846, Jose Dolores Sepulveda and Jose Loreto received a Mexican land grant from Alta California Governor Pio Pico for a parcel from the huge original 1784 Spanish land grant of Rancho San Pedro to Manuel Dominguez. It was named Rancho de los Palos Verdes, or Ranch of the Green Sticks, which was used primarily for raising cattle. It was also briefly used as a whaling station in the mid-19th century. By 1882, ownership of the land had passed from the Sepulveda family through various mortgage holders to Jotham Bixby of Rancho Los Cerritos, who leased the land to Japanese farmers. In 1913, Frank Vanderlip, representing a group of wealthy East Coast investors, purchased 16,000 acres on the peninsula and quickly started the development of a new subdivision, which opened in 1923. The Dominator was originally the American Liberty ship Melville Jacoby, built during World War II at the Walsh Kaiser Company shipyard in Providence, Rhode Island, and launched on March 31, 1944. It was named after Melville Jacoby, a journalist who reported on the war in China and narrowly escaped capture at Corregidor before being killed in an air crash in 1942. During the war, the ship was operated by the Wilmore Steamship Company of Boston on behalf of the War Shipping Administration. In 1947, it was sold into commercial service and flying the Panamanian flag was renamed SS Victoria. It changed hands in 1950 and was renamed SS North Queen, and again in 1953 became SS Dominator, registered under the flag of Greece. On March 13, 1961, the Dominator was carrying beef and approximately 10,000 tons of wheat from Vancouver, Washington, and Portland, Oregon to Algiers. During its scheduled fuel stop in Long Beach, a navigational error in thick fog off the Palos Verdes Peninsula caused the ship to run aground. For 2 days, the U.S. Coast Guard and tugboats attempted to refloat her, but heavy seas and high winds forced the wreck higher onto the rocks. The wreck was auctioned with the hull and cargo sold separately, leading to conflicting claims among the salvors. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.